Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So this is Radha Mahima from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, November 23rd, 2020, Kartik, Radha Kundam, Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati Ki Jai. This takes 82 of chapter 3. It's called Shataka 3. Shatak 3. Yanjat Kaishuram Angam Kanakaruchi Navananga Bangi Tarangam Nidyash Charyaika Shobha Prasaram Hati Maha Prema Vaivasya Mugdam Divya Shrug Vastra Bhushadi Yahaha Sobhagayat Sriya Lakshya Dadattach Chitri Bhutali Brindam Milato Nijadanam Danam Brindavanat Anta. Translation. Alas, Sri Radha's fresh, youthful body resembles shining gold. Radha's arousing movements are always most enchanting. Radha appears extremely attractive due to her feelings of ecstatic love. Her own beauty and her unlimitedly increasing beauty of her garlands, ornaments, and garments. Radha makes her maidservants stunned by her personality. May that Radha become the object of my vision. Now, the second translation we can read here, 382. May Vrindavan's splendid treasure, Nija Dhanam, Dhanam Dhamma Vrindavananta, may Vrindavan's splendid pleasure, Srimati Radharani, who has a youthful body, a golden complexion, who is tossed by waves of ever-new amorous passion. Radha is flooded with currents of eternal wonderful beauty, overwhelmed by great transcendental love, and Radha is decorated with splendid flower garlands, garments, and ornaments. And oh, alas, with her all-auspicious glory, Radha fills the gopis with wonder. May that Radha appear before me. This is very nice. Fills the gopis with wonder. Here it says, Radharani stuns the maidservants by her personality. Maidservants become stunned. So these are, like all these verses are somewhat repetitive. We're hearing about the glories, the beautiful beauty of Radharani, her form, her feelings, her heart, her mind, her transcendental form. And this is a subject matter for hearing and chanting and always remembering the Nam Rup, Guna and Leela of Radha and Krishna and the Gopis in Vrindavan. So this whole book, there's 3,000 some verses, and many things are repeated, ideas, and but it's the object of our worship. Radharani is our Ishtadeva, to the object of our worship. So look at this. She's a treasure. Radharani is a treasure of Vrindavan. Nijadanam, Dhamma Vrindavananta. He's a treasure of Vrindavan. When people practice bhakti bhajan outside of India, even in India and Bombay and Delhi, they generally have the idea we're Krishna Das, we're worshiping Krishna, we're engaged in 9 forms of devotional service, hearing and chanting, remembering Krishna, worshiping Krishna, offering prayers, humble service, and serving the Vaishnavas, and doing so many sevas, puja, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanavidanam. Everyone's engaged in the 9 limbs of devotional service, in Krishna's devotional service, worshipping Krishna, Radha and Krishna murtis in different temples in India, around the world. We don't so much know the supremacy of Radharani or the significance or unique position of Radharani. But when one comes to Vrindavan, maybe if he visits, he won't understand. But even if he visits, even if one person visits for a few hours and walks around Vrindavan, around different streets and does parikrama here and there in Vrindavan, town of Vrindavan, Nidivan, Sevakunj, Radha Raman, Bhanka Bihari, Radha Vallabha, Radha Shamasundar, Prem Mandir, all these places. He spends one day in Vrindavan, he'll understand there's somebody named Radha in this village that's very famous and very, very important. Everywhere, every wall and every tree, everywhere it says Sri Radha, Sri Radha, Sri Radha. I don't see anywhere the name of Krishna. Sometimes it says Radha and Krishna, but Radha's name is always there. Mostly it says Jai Radha, Sri Radha, 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 Radha. Radharani is at Vrindavan Dham Dhanam, the great treasure, the splendid great treasure of Vrindavan is Radharani. So when devotees are practicing Bhakti Bhajan in Europe or America or Australia or Bombay, when they actually move to Vrindavan and start serving Krishna and chanting their japa and reading Bhagavatam and doing their sevas and other things, then as they spend time in Vrindavan, they'll start to, the secrets of the identity, position, and supremacy, superiority of Radharani and her excellence will rise in their hearts like the rising sun in the morning. They'll start to understand, oh, Radharani, this is Radha-dham, this is Vraja-dham, means, and there's a queen here, Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. And so many things they'll realize. She was coronated, Jiva Goswami explains, and it's also in Puranas, Radharani was coronated, given the name Vrindavaneshwari, in a village near Chata, near Varsana. There's a village called Umrao, U-M-R-A-O. And Umrao means, Umrao means queen, it means empress, queen, Chakravarti, Chakravartini. So Radharani, all the devis in the universe, Parvati, Durga, Sachi, etc., Arundhati and all the Lalita Vishaka, Purnamasi, Yogamaya, well, everyone came to bathe Radharani in a royal Abhishek, a Rajani Abhishek, to enthrone and establish Radharani as a ruling sovereign of the land of Vrindavan. It's Vrindavaneshwari Radharani Ki Jai. And then the final, they're putting the victory garo and the coronating Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan. And Krishna appeared out of the kunjas, out of the bushes. He was hiding, watching the whole thing. Radharani was bathed in 9 different forms of bath. And it was amazing. All the devis, all the goddesses, all the devis, all the universe, everyone came there to worship and honor Radharani as the one and only queen of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, since beginningless time, it's ruled by a queen. There's no king over here. Krishna is Radharani's servant here. He's working in Radharani's government. they say here, Radha Sakar. You come to Vrindavan, you hear this chant, people say, Radharani Sarkar Ki Jai, Jai. Sarkar means government, ruling party. So the ruling party of Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, Trusty Coach Vrindavan is Radharani Ki Jai. So this is a nice point to make, that Radharani is a splendid treasure. She's a hidden treasure of Vrindavan. And bhaktas are living other places, India, around the world. They're focused on Krishna and Krishna consciousness and going to Krishna and serving Krishna. Then they live in Vrindavan for a while, then their focus completely changes. And they want to develop Radha consciousness. They want to go to Goloka Vrindavan and serve Radharani with Krishna. And why are they serving Krishna? Because Radharani loves him. Otherwise, they're only interested in serving Radharani. They serve Krishna because he's Radharani's boyfriend. So that's a nice point it makes in the verse, Prabhupada Saraswati. The angel describes Radharani's transcendental form. His youthful, shining gold, golden complexion. And she's always moving in waves of ever crashing waves of new amorous pastimes with Krishna. And her form, her beautiful form is wonderful. It's like a rushing river currents, a dara. It's a Sundarya dara. So many rivers of beauty flowing from Radharani. And Radharani is always overwhelmed by her great transcendental love. And Radharani's decorated with splendid. This verse, the one translation says she's decorated with splendid garlands. I like this other one. It says that Radharani's own beauty, her natural svabhavik beauty, her wonderful beauty. What does it do? What is the effect of her beauty? Radharani's beauty increases the beauty of her garlands, of flower garlands, and clothes she's wearing, and the ornaments and necklaces. It increases the beauty of these objects unlimitedly because of the unlimited beauty of her transcendental body. And his translation says, the one says, fills the gopis with wonder. Bhumibhati says, Radharani's personality has stunned the mandaris. The mandaris have become stunned by that, by her personality. So this is Radharani. What a personality. Radharani has a stunning, stunning personality. That's a great, great compliment for anyone to have a stunning personality. Unforgettable. You meet the person, even if they're not so physically beautiful, but Radharani's case, she's the origin of all beauty. She's the most beautiful Sundari Radha. But even if you meet a person who's not so beautiful, but they have a great personality, unforgettable sense of humor, and great personality full of love and care and compassion and acceptance and appreciation, gratitude and friendliness, you'll feel so comfortable and happy in their association. And you go away and say, oh, that person has a stunning personality. They're so radiant with love and inclusivity. They include anyone. They include everyone in their circle of love. They include everyone in their circle of care and compassion. So Radharani is a stunning personality, and her personality stuns the mandaris. He's praying, may that stunning personality of Radharani, that extraordinary person known as Radha, may she appear in my vision, may she appear before me. This is a constant theme in the Goswami books. They often repeatedly mention, Radharani, when will I see you? When will you give me darshan? How can I live without seeing you another day? So their hearts are full of great hankering, great longing, utkanti tabhav, intense, eager hankering to meet their beloved Radharani, just in a vision, a darshan, a dream, even just a sense of feeling of presence. Prabhupada Saraswati in his verse 82, he says, Milatu nija dhanam dham Vrindavananta. Milatu means meet. When will I meet? When will I see her? When will she appear to me in my heart? It's a popular Hindi song in North India. People do parikrama. It's a rhyming chant. They say, Radhe Radhe Shyam Milade. They're saying, Radha, they're chanting, Radhe, oh, Radharani, Radhe Radhe, Shyam Milade. Please arrange for me to Milade, to meet with Shyam. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't care so much about Shyam without Radharani. Radharani and Shyam are together, then we're right there serving their lotus feet. So we, our angle of vision, we would say, Sham, Sham, Radhe, Malade. Oh, Sham, please arrange for me to meet Radharani. Please arrange for me to have darshan of Radharani. Sham, Sham, Radhe, Malade. This is Sataka 9, text 5. Takishuram tasu garanga bangis, tatsadaryam tasuda shita shukti, tamstan bhavan ashu ramod gamadin, shiradhya sansmaran konamuyat. He's asking a question, Saraswati Pad. Who would not become enchanted? Not yet. Bewildered or enchanted. Who would not become enchanted by meditating on the wonderful usefulness of Radharani? Her beauty, her cooling nectar, eloquent words, the graceful motions of Radha's golden limbs, Radha's tears and erect bodily hairs and other symptoms of ecstatic love. So when Radharani is the object of one's meditation, meditating on her form or her pastimes with Krishna, her nectarian words, she speaks in praying samput or surta katamritam or surdastikam. Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, they describe the sweet words of Radharani, sweet nectarine words of Radharani speaks to Krishna, and intimacy of Kunja Lila. And read that, and it's very touching to the heart, very enchanting to remember. Shiradhya Samsmaran Muyat. When one becomes absorbed in remembering and meditating on Sri Radha, he becomes enchanted because he leaves this world, he leaves his attachment to this world, his interest in this world, society, friendship, and love. And he hankers to be in that world with Radharani and to see her beautiful form and how she walks and moves, her golden limbs, and hear her sweet nectar and words. Strategy says cooling, it says cooling nectar, eloquent words. Sudha Shita Shukti. Her words are Shita, cooling, and Sudha, the nectar. They're beautiful. It says, imagine the voice of Radharani. What is the voice? What would the voice of Radharani sound like? What were her words? How would the speech and words of Radharani enter our ear holes and dance in our heart like drops of falling snow falling on the face of a child playing in the winter? It must be very cooling. Shital, shital means cooling. Sukti, nectar. Samrit. Kaishuram Sugaranga Sundaryam. And all the words describe Radharani is beautiful. She's a Kishori. Nitya Kishori Pritamajori Shri Radhe. She's just 14. It's told in Shastra Radharani is 14 years, 2 months old. Krishna, that's her eternal, her, she's Nitya Kishori. She's eternally a teenager, 14 years and 2 months. And Krishna, Shastras tell that Krishna is also an eternal romantic, robust, gallant youth of 15. Krishna's eternal age is 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. It's told like this. So Nitya Kishori, she's eternally situated in the Kishoravasta, in the age of Kishore. 14 years old, so tender, so beautiful, so Ati Sundarya, and a sweet, cool, sweet, cooling voice, like sounds like nectar. It says in Bhagavatam 6th canto, Vachascha Shravanamritam, describes, it says, the voice of a woman, Vachascha Shravanamritam, the voice of a woman, it's, when you shravana, we hear it, it sounds like nectar. Vacha Shravan Amritam. I hear the vacha, the words of a woman, they're like nectar, very soft and gentle, rising and falling tones, a very gentle scale. So imagine Radharani, how sweet her voice must be, how attractive and how enchanting to meditate on. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Text 8, chapter 9. Shatak 9. Paripurna Madhura Madhura Prema Sudha Sara Sundarakritiye Nitya Kishore Mama Nam Etad Vrindavaneshwarai. I offer my obeisances, Namaha, to the eternal youthful Queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari Radharani, whose beautiful form is the essence of complete nectarian love, Prema Sudha Sara, Paripurna Madhura Madhura, Nitya Kishore Mama Nam. Her name is Vrindavaneshwari, and she's Nitya Kishore, as I just said. She's an eternal, lovely, lovely teenage girl, eternal youth. Paripurna, Madhura, Madhura. Paripurna, complete, absolutely complete, and full completeness and overflowing, overflowing completeness, are sweeter than sweet, cascading and water, endless waterfalls, of sweeter and sweetness. Another translation here. I offer my humble respects to the eternal youthful Queen of Vrindavan, whose beautiful transcendental form is filled with the sweetest nectar of pure transcendental love. They miss the word essence there. Sometimes Bhumibhati's translation is more accurate, sometimes the other one. Paripurna Madhura Madhura, she's a complete sweetness of all sweetness. And she's the Sudasara, she's the essence of the nectar of love. Her Sundarya Kritya, her beautiful form, Radharani's beautiful form, is the essence is the essential nectar of love, the quintessence of the nectar of pure love for Krishna. Radharani, Radhanam, she's the greatest worshiper of Krishna. Ani Radhita Nunam Bhagavan Sahishwara. It's in the 30th chapter, Rasa, verse 28. It says that she worships Krishna more than any other gopi. That's why he left the Rasa dance. He left millions of gopis, but he took Radharani with him and left millions of gopis. Because if Krishna has one gopi like has Radharani, what does he need with millions of other beautiful damsels, coward damsel of Braj? She's a Prema Sudha Sara Sundarya. Her beautiful form is the essence of complete nectarian love. She's beautiful because of her love. She's beautiful because of her heart. She's beautiful because of her thoughts. She's beautiful because of her speech and her actions and her interactions and dealings. Radharani has won the heart. Radharani has won the heart of all the Brijavasis. She's the object of prema of all the Gurujan, all the Brijavasi Gurujan, all the senior ladies and gentlemen of Vrindavan. In Dwapara Yuga, Krishna Prakat Lila, everyone was in love with Radharani. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Paripurna Madhura Madhura Prema Sudha Sarasundara Krita Niti Kishori Mama Nam Etad Vrindavaneshwari Vrindavaneshwari Radharani Ki Jai. Text number 9, Shatak 9, text 9. Swadhyaya Prema Maharasa Sarasugaranga Chandrika Chaladin Radhaya Smara Paramo Chalitam Chida Sid Dvayam Samachadya. Says here in this book, just meditate on the essence of Sri Radha's most relishful golden ocean of transcendental ecstatic love, which can see, completely conceals the difference between matter and spirit. That's a little strange. Here's a little better translation here. Please meditate on the flooding golden oceans of sweet nectar Radha's love, which these golden oceans of sweet nectar have now covered the spiritual material worlds. Swadhyaya Prema Rasa. Prema Maharas, Maharasa Sara Sugaranga Chandrika Jaladin, Radhaya Smara Paramo. Smara means remember, meditate on Radharani Paramam. Samachadaya, she's Radha's covered the spiritual material worlds, the chit and achit. Chit means chit, chit da means transcendental realm, and achit da means a place of birth and death, ignorance, land of matter. So achit da and achit da, dvayam, both dvayam, both the material and spiritual worlds are samachadya, completely covered. By Radha, the nectar, they're covered by the nectar of, sweet nectar of Radha's love. Swadhyaya Prema Maharasa, Sara. Rasa Sara, Maharasa Sara, Sikaranga Chandrika. It's a fact. Radharani's love inundates all universe, material and spiritual worlds. Ganga Mahaprabhu came to distribute Radharani's love all over the world. And it's still going on and on. It's like an endless tidal wave of kripa, loving, love and prema and kripa, mercy and love. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one verse, Lord Chaitanya came to garland the entire earth planet with prema mala. So until everyone gets this mala around their neck, gets the mala of prema, Krishna prema, Radha Krishna prema, the preaching must go on, distributing the fruits of the tree of prema kalpa true. Wish fulfilling desire tree of love of God, planted in this world, and he distributed many of the fruits himself, and main branches came off that tree. One branch of the tree of Chaitanya Prem is called Vaita Parivar. Another branch of the tree of Chaitanya Prem is called Nityananda Parivar. Another branch is called Gadadhar Parivar. Like this, the different Parivars, different family lineages of gurus and disciples are distributing this prema sudha sara sandarya, this beautiful essence of nectar of love of Krishna. This is ninth satak, verse number 10. Prakriti, Navatarani, Rupa Trini Kara Mohini Brinde, Pati Pati Mordni, Tridangri here, Vana Bhuvi Radha Mameshri Spurati. All glories to my queen, Sri Radha. Mameshri, Radha Mameshri. Radha Mameshri, Radha Mameshri, me, Mameshri, my queen. Radha is my queen. All glories to my queen, Radha. Radha's beauty totally defeats the beauty of divine young girls, and whose Radha's lotus feet traverse the forest of Vrindavan. Radha's lotus feet are respectfully accepted by the enchanting on the heads of the enchanting gopis. It says Mordni Tritangrir Vanabhuvi. The Devi's Varani is hungry. Hungry means feet. They're moving. The Navatarani means the transcendental ladies, divine young girls. Navatarani, Aprakrita Navatarani means divine young girls. Trinikara Mohini Brinde. Another translation here. Verse 10. Many charming girls, Mohini Brinde, and many charming girls who can make even the most beautiful transcendental young girls seem insignificant. Mohini Brinde, Rupa Charani Rupa Trinikara. Let's go. Charani Rupa means a form of young girls. Trina can turn them into a blaze of grass. Many charming girls who make even the most beautiful transcendental young girls seem as insignificant as blades of grass. They put their heads on the forest ground before the feet of my queen Radha. Jitangar Vanabhuvi Radha Mameshri. Pati Pati Mordni. So the idea is comparing Radharani's supremacy to all kinds of transcendental ladies, Aprakriti Navatarani, Rupa Trini, Mohini Brinde. So all the Mohini Brinde who turn all the Aprakriti Navatarani, Rupa, all the forms of the beautiful, the celestial divine ladies, turn them into grass, Trina. Those ladies are putting their heads, Pati Pati Mordni, Tritangar, they're offering their heads at the feet of my queen Radharani. They place her head on the forest ground before the feet of my Radharani. Tritangar Vanabhuvi. Vanabhuvi means the ground of the forest ground. Swarti means when will I see my Ishri Radha in this situation? In other words, Radharani was the greatest worshiper of Krishna, and she herself is the greatest object of worship of every other lady. All the gopis worship Radharani, all the devis and swarga worship Radharani. Even Lakshmi Devi worships Radharani, because Radharani is the supreme. It's another nice verse glorifying Radharani, 9 Satsuga, verse 19. Kaishora Kanti Marabangi Tarangi Toru Madhurya Sindhu Budita Hari Baba Murti Brubangi Bangim Onatana Rangad Ananga Koti Shiradika Rasamai Riddhi Maid Chakastu. May that blissful, most blissful Radha, who is merged in the ocean of sweet amorous pastimes, Tarangi Toro Madhurya Sindhu. Tarangi, Taro, Madhurya, Sindhu merged in the ocean of Sridhara's pastimes. And who Radharani is in her fresh youth, and her bodily movements are enchanting, and Radha's personification of love of God, love of Krishna. And who by the movement of her eyebrows, Radharani makes millions of cubits dance, begin to dance. May that Radharani manifest in my heart. Riddhi Mecha Kastu. That Radhika, Sri Radhika Rasamayi. Sri Radhika Rasamayi Riddhi. May that Sri Radhika Rasamayi, who's full of Ras, manifest in my heart. Other translation. May Sri Radha, may Sri Radhika, who is plunged, submerged in the waves of the ocean of the sweetness of youthful beauty, Kaishura Kanti, Kaishura Kanti, Madhavangi Tarangi Toru, Madhurya Sindhu. Radharani is a great devata of Krishna Prema. Hari Bhav Murti. She's a Murti. She's a Devata Murti of Hari Bhav. Hari Bhava Murti, Radharani. Radharani's dancing knitted eyebrows contain millions of playful amorous desires. And Radharani is as sweet as nectar. May that Radharani manifest and appear in my heart. Riddhi Me Chakastu. Millions of playful amorous desires. Rangat Ananga Koti. Hari Baba Murti Bru Bungi Bungim O Natana. It means dancing, Natan. Dancing bhangi bru means dancing knitted eyebrows. What are those eyebrows? Radharani's dancing eyebrows. What are they? What message are they conveying? What incitements are they creating in the hearts of Krishna? Ranga ananga ananga koti. The movement, the dancing, romantic, seductive movements of Radharani's eyebrows. Her bru means brow. Brow is Sanskrit is Bru, B-H-R-U. Bru Bangim, Bangim Onatana. The dancing of Radharani's eyebrows and romantic suggestions creates Ananga Koti, creates millions of cubits. Ranga, millions of cubits, Ranga, they begin to dance. This one, Radharani's merged in the ocean of sweet amorous pastimes with Krishna. Okay, Shura Kanti Madhavangi. Her youthful body, the way she moves her youthful body, it's made very intoxicating, Madha very intoxicating. Radharani is a personification of love for Krishna. She's a Hari Bhav Murti. She's a Murti, a Devi, Devata of Hari Bhav, a pure ecstatic Mahabhav. Hari Bhav means Mahabhav. Radharani is Mahabhav Sarupini. She's Mahabhavati, Mahabhavati Radharani. She's the very form of Mahabhav, the quintessence of Mahabhav. Divyon Mad, Madanakya Mahabhav. So she's plunged. An ocean of sweet amorous pastimes. Madhurya Sindhu Vudita. Mada Bhangi Tarangori Taru. So this Radharani that's amorous, loving Radharani, she wants to see, Prabhupada Saraswati wants to see this Rasamayi Hari Baba Murti form of Radharani. Rasamayi Radharani, Sri Radhika Rasamayi Riddhi Me Chakastu. May this form of Sri Radhika, is so rasamayi, so full of ras, shamras for Krishna. She should appear in my heart. Text 21. Very long text, many words. Tatkaishura Mahamohana Madhura. Mahamohana Madhura. Dashasharyavat Tat Tadangam. Sasharyapanga Bangi. Sacha Madhura Riya Mohana Mandahasa. Tatsundaryam Sakanti Parsara. Uruvidas Tenga Bango Tarangas Tasta Shamanuraga Pratama Vikritio Bantu Me Radhikayo. May the youthfulness of Sri Radha, Radha's attractive limbs that are jubilant with the most enchanting sweet love, Radha's sidelong glances and chanting bashful smile, Madhura Riya, Mohana. Radharani's beauty, her brilliance, and the movement of her bodily limbs, and the transformation of Radha's ecstatic love due to intense attachment to Krishna manifests my heart. So he's seeing Radharani in various ways and praying for her to manifest in his heart. It says, Shamanarag, Mother Riyamana Mandahasa. She has a very bashful smile. Your Mother Riya Mohana, very bashful, sweet smile. There's another. We can read another translation. I pray that Srimati Radharani's, this because it says here at the end, says, but I missed the last line, it says, Shamanarag, Pratam, Vikritiyo, Bantame Radhikaya. This other one, as usual, is more correct. I pray, Pratama, that Srimati Radharani's youthful, charming, sweet, and wonderful transcendental body, wonderful, crooked, sidelong glances, Apanga Bangi, Rakaishura Mahamohana Madhura, Ashcharyavat Tatarangam, most astonishing, amazing limbs and body, completely bewildering, Mahamohan. I pray that Srimati Radharani's youthful, charming, sweet, and wonderful transcendental limbs, Ashcharya Angam. Wonderful crooked smile, or sweet shyness. That's a very nice phrase. Madhura Riya, H-R-I-Y-A. Madhura Riya means sweet shyness. Radharani's shyness increases the sweetness of her personalities. One of Radharani's names is Madhuri. She's so sweet. And her beauty, her luster, her radiance, Radharani's graceful motions, and the first symptoms of her blossoming love for dark-complexioned Krishna, they all appear before me. An enchanting, bashful smile. Madhura Riya Mohana, Mandahasa. Her smile and also means her gentle laughter. Well, these are different. He's meditating on Radharani's amazing form and personality and repeatedly crying and praying. He said, Pratana, this is my prayer, this is my prayer and a prayer of every sadhaka. May this amazing enchanting Kaishoram Mahamohana Madhura, the supremely enchanting and sweet form, teenage form of Radharani, with her Ascharya Angam, astonishingly beautiful arms and legs and form. May I swear to you that, may I see that, may I manifest in my heart. This is Shatak 9, verse 22. It's another nice verse glorifying Radharani's beauty. It's amazing. Each of these verses has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 12, 13 Sanskrit words for each line. The one verse has like four lines. Each verse is roughly 50 Sanskrit words describing the beauty of Radharani in this way and that way and every which way. Radharani's transcendental beauty expands at every moment. It's always showing a new feature, a new radiance. And so the eyes of the Premi Bhaktas and Padakartas, the songwriters and poets, when there's having continual darshan of Radharani, anodarshanam, Radharani anodarshanam, moment by moment having spurtis and visions and darshan, Radharani shows newer and newer aspects of her unlimited transcendental beauty and divine elegance, and that touches the heart of these writers and poets, Sanskrit poets and philosophers and rasic bhaktas. So they feel compelled to write it down in different ways and different words, different language. So we're repeatedly, our ears are hearing all these Sanskrit phrases glorifying Radharani. We're hearing English translation. And it's painting our heart, the picture, the form of Radharani, the form, the picture of Radharani is getting painted in our heart and mind by the brush strokes of Sarasvati Pad, with the colors of his words. His words are full of color and full of meaning and full of ras. And most importantly, the words of these greatest compassionate Gaudiya Acharyas, Rasik Jan, is full of that. It's full of daya koramore. It's full of compassion. So by their mercy, a drop of this beauty of Radharani may appear in our mind and hearts by repeatedly hearing these glories of Radharani, Radha Mahima. And that's the objective of hearing this Harikatha, reading this Harikatha, is to attain the coveted darshan of Radharani, an eternal, most desirable service of Radharani's lotus feet. Now this is text 22. Sandarya Ananta Pure Kanaka Manishila Grishta Kashmira Gorair Anger Ange Kiranti Madhuratara Mahakanti Sindhu Anantan Sham Premati Madhavi Kriti Richitra Kriti Sarvacheshta Madhurair Adbhuter Vismita Manasi Sando Detu Radheshri May. May my heart always be amazed by the wonderful endeavors of Sri Radha, who showers an unlimited ocean of transcendental beauty, whose golden limbs are decorated with kumkum, who wears jewel-studded golden ornaments, who reflects an ocean of unlimited effulgence, and has assumed a wonderful form due to intense love for Shyamasundara. Amazing, all these Sanskrit words. Can translate these verses in a thousand different ways. Text 22, another translation. Radheshri May. May my queen, Radheshri May. May my queen, Radha. Her unlimitedly beautiful fair limbs anointed with kumkum. Grishta Kashmir Gore Anga Ange Rangi. Decorated with jewels and gold. Kanaka Mani Shila. Decorated with jewels and gold. And showering unlimited oceans of very sweet transcendental splendor. Mahakanti Sindhu Anantan. Madhuratara Mahakanti Sindhu Anantan. unlimited oceans, Sindhu Anantam of Mahakanti, great splendor, very sweet, it's Madhuratara. Very, not just Madhu, it's Madhuratara, which means excessively sweet, amazing, unlimited oceans of splendor, Mahakanti. Radha's transcendental form reveals the wonderful symptoms of the sweet nectar of her passionate, transcendental love for Shama Sundara. Shama Premati, Madhvi Madha Vikriti Vichitrakriti Sarvashesta. Appear in my heart, Marasi Sandode to Radhesh, which is now astonished by the wonderful sweetness of Radharani's every act. Sarvachesta Madhurer Advutera Vismita. I'm astonished. My mind, Vismita Manasi. My mind is astonished, amazed by Sarvachesta, all the activities, all the actions and sevas, Sarvachesta of Radharani. Vikriti, Vichitra, Kriti, Sarvachesta, all the wonderful, her every sweetness of her every act. I'm astonished by the wonderful sweetness, Adbhuta Madhurya, Madhurya Adbhuter, Vismita. I'm astonished and amazed by the wonderful sweetness of Radharani's each and every act in her service to Krishna. Amazing verse. So we long for the day when our heart is also Vismita, when we absorb in every movement, every gesture, every mudra, every gesture, every eye glance, every word, every motion of our hands and movement of our limbs and feet are so beautiful. Our golden limbs are decorated with red kumkum powder, which means saffron powder. Whereas jewel-studded golden ornaments reflecting everywhere. May my heart always be amazed by the wonderful actions and movements of Radha, who showers unlimited ocean of transcendental beauty. Mahakanti Sindhu Ananta. Mahakanti Sindhu Ananta. Beautiful, unbelievable choice of Sanskrit words. Describe the beauty and love and seva and Radharani or love, Sham. Sham Premati Madhvi Madha, of passion and love for Krishna. Intense love for Shama Sundar, Premati Madhvi Madha. She's madly in love with Krishna. Premati Madhvi. Madhvi Madha, intoxicated Madhvika nectar means a liquor. She's become intoxicated by the liquor of her love, the wine of arrows for Shama Sundar. This is our Radharani, our Swamini Radha, Swamini Sri Radha. So that's it for today. Let's sing more of the glories of Radharani tomorrow by the mercy of Sri Guru and Vaitacharya, Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, Vishakasaki, Giridhari and Madangopal, Chakra Madangopal. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham. Vrindavan Mahi Mamrita Ki Jai, Prabhupada Sarasati Pad Ki Jai.